right? I have to watch that as I've been working nights. I'm noticing that, oh, wait a second, that person's not trying to offend me. I'm just irritated, right? And it's me, not you, right? But that's a maturity level that's hard to comprehend. I think people are a lot more, as they're sleep deprived, I think it's that's part of it.
Which then, like you said, feeds right into what Gideon said, is mood swings, mood changes, which makes me think about another thing, which I think also feeds right into that, is how they've often compared drowsy driving to drunk driving. And that, while that's like kind of, it's a different comparison, but in your day-to-day life, when you're that drowsy, your ability to comprehend interactions with people like you're talking about is impaired.
Welcome to Adulting Decrypted, the show where we break down the complex codes of common conundrums into logical living in effort to decrypt the code we call adulting. We're your hosts.
I'm Gene, and I'm currently doing a play for my senior year, like last show I'll ever do in high school. It's kind of crazy.
That is pretty sweet. I actually watched it last night with most of our family. I'm Gideon, and I did my play last week.
Nice. I'm Ashton. I am not a thespian. I am not. I do a little improv every now and again with our family, but that's about as fancy as I get. And the fun fact that I have for us today that you probably just watched me Google is that chess has been around for 1,500 years. Did you know that? Not the play. let's be sure we know that, but
just for background information, the play that I've been doing is called Chess, the musical.
Yeah. Forgot that part.
And that's why Ashton had to make that clarification.
Yeah, so chess has been around for 1,500 years. So next time you're in a conversation, you know, we've talked about starting conversations a lot with people. You sit down with someone on the train, you're like, I want to have a conversation with this person. You can sit down and go, hey, did you know chess has been around for 1,500 years? And boom.
How would somebody, like, respond to that? How would that turn into a conversation?
They're like, cool, get away from me.
I imagine the conversation would go more along the lines of, that's awesome. Did you know I'm actually a professional chess player? And I've known that, and I've actually been the best chess player in the world for the past 5 years? And then you guys would have a cool conversation about that.
Probably. And anyways, since we're your hosts,
what's the likelihood of you meeting a grand champion just on a train?
Well, it's possible, so that's something.
And we're your hosts, and I'm Roscoe, the dad, who also went and watched the play, both plays. And Ashton, you're looking very Viking-esque today with the big beard and the hair. We're ready to storm a castle.
I'm surprised you didn't compare me to that guy from Mulan. What is it? Mulan. We'll put the picture here for you so you can see it for our visual listeners. But
there you go. Yeah. At some point in time, we will.
Sorry. I had to scooch my chair.
Okay, are we ready to start the podcast?
Yep.
Someday.
All right. So today we're going to talk about something that's pretty critical to all of us at some level. And so I'll start with a question. And I'm trying to think of the best way to word it because I get in trouble for asking leading questions and I know what answer I want. But it almost feels like it could be a riddle. What's one thing besides money that we don't feel like we get enough of?
Time.
Time? Okay, I like it. That's an interesting. Maybe there's more to the riddle.
Sleep.
Okay, what was yours, Gideon?
Sleep.
Sleep. Yeah, how and that's exactly the topic I want to talk about, is sleep.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering which one you were. Because we said a whole bunch of different things. I was wondering
which. And I replied and said, Gideon, that was the one I was thinking of. You said sleep. What else did you say?
I'm saying Gene said other stuff. I didn't.
Yeah, but you're Gideon. He's Gene.
I didn't hear you say Gideon.
No,
oh, sometimes they're one and the same.
Yeah, I do that often, don't I? I call you.
At least you weren't the dog today.
Jigid. Yep, so it's sleep. Sleep's what we're going to talk about today. So the question is, Gene and I got into this argument a few years back over sleep and how much you did or didn't need. Do you remember the statistics of how many hours of sleep you should be getting?
Well, I know that there has been several scientific studies about this topic, And sleep is one of the weird things where you can say the average amount of sleep needed for a person is like 8 hours, but it varies on the person and their type of style that they're living, whether they need more or less sleep.
Okay, so let's say that a young adult, what do you know what the CDC recommends? How many hours of sleep?
I'm guessing...
And a young adult being 18 to 25.
I'm going to go ahead of Gene, and I'm going to guess 8, just because that's the number that we always hear.
Mm. How's 7 to 9? So I guess that would be right in at 8, right at the average. So, yeah, to Gene's point, sometimes you get away with as little as 7 hours of sleep and as much as 9. What about for teenagers? Do you think there's any variance in that?
I think it's more.
Yep.
I think it just moves up an hour. I think it goes from 8 to 10 is what it is.
Oh, never mind. Sorry, I was looking at it, and I read the age instead of the sleep number. I was like, what?
Yes, you need to be sleeping to 25 to 26 hours per day.
Yeah.
And if you're 65, or if you're 7 to 8, you need 65 hours a day. Anyways, so... you're absolutely right. According to the CDC, you guys kind of know the guidelines, the ideas behind sleep. And sleep's essential. What are some of the things that we suffer from when we don't get enough sleep?
Well, you're tired.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But tired when, specifically?
Oh, well, for me, when I don't get enough sleep, which is regularly a thing, I often get super tired around midday, like 2, 1.
So they call that would be excessive daytime sleepiness. Mm-hmm. So, yep, that's totally a thing. That's real. What else? I mean, do you guys personally realize or notice when you don't get enough sleep the night? Because it used to be way cool. Like, I pulled an all-nighter. Do you remember coming home and telling me that, Gideon? Or Gene? Either one of you from sleepovers with your cousins or...
Well, I know I was pretty proud one day where I stayed up till 7 o'clock because I was watching, like, TV and it was, like, Phineas and Ferb or something. And I fell asleep around 7 o'clock and that's when, like, Ash was waking up for the day. And that's how he knew that I was still awake. And then I stayed asleep until, like, noon. It was great.
Yeah, but that's really not that much long. That's really a short sleep time if you think about it.
That's
5 hours.
Yeah, which would be well below, but it's weird, huh? Because you can pull an all-nighter. But, yeah, so there used to be a bragging point, right? I mean, that was almost part of the riddle, I guess. What do we not get enough of that we want to brag about or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah, you think about... I'm thinking about college kids, and you hear all the time, well, like, oh, I only got, like, 2 hours of sleep. And he's like, well, that's nothing. I've only got 2 hours of sleep this week. Like, I've definitely heard those.
Least healthiest.
Yeah, you're, like, again, bragging about how terrible, miserable your sleep schedule is.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so you watch. Lack of daytime energy, right, or sleepiness. What are some of the other things that you think might be there when you miss that much sleep? What else have you noticed?
I feel like your mood could change.
You know what? That's not one that's cited, but they call it relationship stress, I think, is the one they booked that into. But I definitely believe that your mood changes because I've dealt with you guys on multiple occasions where, hey, we haven't had enough sleep or we've had excessive sleep. I think there's both sides to that coin. But yeah, I definitely think it can hurt your relationships. How else can it hurt your relationships? Oh. Any other thoughts or am I just, am I self-fulfilling prophecy here?
Well, I don't know about in reference to relationships, what more it could affect. I mean,
maybe it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it, and it's all part of the same line, right? It leads to more conflicts, right? Mm-hmm. And so truly you become more agitated. Stuff people say that isn't necessarily mean to push your buttons is more sensitive, right? I have to watch that as I've been working nights. I'm noticing that, oh, wait a second, that person's not trying to offend me. I'm just irritated, right? And it's me, not you. Right, but that's a maturity level that's hard to comprehend. I think people are a lot more, as they're sleep deprived, I think it's that's part of it.
Which then, like you said, feeds right into what Gideon said, is mood swings, mood changes. Which makes me think about another thing, which I think also feeds right into that, is how they've often compared drowsy driving to drunk driving. And that, while that's like kind of, it's a different comparison, but in your day-to-day life, when you're that drowsy, your ability to comprehend interactions with people like you're talking about is impaired.
You know, you hit on two of them. One is a lack of alertness, right? Even missing as little as an hour and a half of sleep, it can impact your alertness by up to 8%. Now, I don't know how you figure that out. It's like, oh, normally you can do math different. I don't know. Whenever you read a statistic like that, you're like, okay, that seems weird to me, but great job, CDC.
Well, what I think alertness would be is they tested several, like a group of, let's say, 50 people, and they had them do like this click test where you got to see like how fast you could click all of like these buttons, like they appear and you have to like click them, or like it's click the one that's lighting time. Up like an electronic version of a whack-a-mole, or they actually played whack-a-mole and then they like purposely made sure they didn't get enough sleep, and then see how that affected their cognitive functions on alertness.
You know, I can't remember now that you, because you're talking about this, I remember there was a game show where they kept them up for so long, and then they had them count money and who got the closest to whatever, $100, then they got to move on, and I'll have to look it up, but I can't remember. But I remember watching, and I'm thinking, oh, that's 24 hours, that's nothing. But you're absolutely right, it starts to affect some of those things that you normally could do. Another big thing is you get sick more often. The less sleep you have, your immune system gets jeopardized. Right, and so that's something to think about. So that's a real deal. Did you know your heart actually suffers? And not like, oh, I ache for somebody, but actually physically healthy on your heart.
I mean, it would make sense because when you're asleep, that's when your brain is technically the most active in fixing the rest of your body, which includes your heart.
You know, they actually say that. To your point of fixing your heart, strokes are more likely with longer sleep deprived. So there's actual studies correlation. Now, this one I find interesting because I don't know how they prove this, but they say that your risk of cancer is greater. And they got this from, according to the AASM sleep statement, overnight shift workers may take the brunt of this burden. If you get 7 more hours of sleep, you reduce your cancer. 7 hours less, you increase your odds of cancer. And they're not, there's not like a specific tied to, hey, sleep. Specific, you know, like cancer. Smoking. Yeah, with smoking, you'd be like, oh, that's lung cancer, right? Or right. Chewing, you'd be like, oh.
Gum disease.
Yeah, exactly. Or yeah.
Kidney failure, those yep. sorts of things that.
Right. We already talked about, you can't think. What about forgetting stuff? You know, because you're not as alert, so you do forget simple, basic stuff, right? So, I mean, I'm kind of making it sound kind of, you gain weight. I've noticed that is one of the, when I've worked nights, I tend to put on weight. And I think it's because I'm eating to try and stay awake. I'm not exercising because I'm always tired, you know, so I think there's some things there that.
Well, one of the things that I was mm-hmm. going to mention, too, is when with lack of sleep is I get more snacky.
Yep, absolutely.
Want to eat more food.
Yep.
Do you think it would make you more sore? I feel like that could.
Hello. If you're listening to this right now, that means you're currently listening to an episode of Adulting Decrypted. And let me just say thank you. My name's Ashton, one of the hosts of Adulting Decrypted, and I wanted to steal a quick second of your time to do a shameless little plug. If you've listened to our podcast for any sort of time, you know that we talk about a bunch of different stuff all about adulting, because our goal is to help individuals in this task we call adulting. Now, we have just revamped the way that we do this. If you go to adultingdecrypted.com, you can see all of our episodes sorted out by category. We've sorted it into financial, practical, emotional, social, and things just for fun. So, if any of those categories are of particular interest to you right now, you can go onto the website, look through there, and see all of our episodes that correlate with that specific thing. This website's completely free to use. It's just another tool for our listeners to find things that are more important to them now. So, for example, if I was looking at it, I'd scroll through and say, hey, you know what? I want to see what the Adulting Encrypted crew has talked about socially. Well, one of our first episodes, season 1, episode 3, How Do I Talk to People? That's where we talked about all how to talk to people. So if that's something you want right now, you can go find that right now. Also in this one, season 3, episode 15, The Power of a Humble Mediator, where we talked to one of my old bosses about his business as a mayor, also as a small theater owner. Some really cool stuff. So, if you're looking for a better way to organize through all your self-help podcasts, try adultingdecrypted.com and enjoy the rest of the episode.
You know, they don't state that, but it would make sense of what you're... Well, they say your skin can suffer, right? So you're not rejuvenating the cells in your skin. So I'd believe so. If you're trying to work out, I would think your body would ache and have more aches and pains than normal. And then maybe but actually your risk of diabetes also increases. So I found that kind of interesting, but it could be because of the snacking. It could be because your body and kidneys aren't taking the health care risk that Gene talked about, you know, anyways, there's a lot of issues associated with it. So the whole reason that made me think of this is BYU just did a study, and I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It was pretty big news the last 2 weeks. Mom, apparently, when I was telling her what I wanted to talk about, she was like, oh, yeah, I saw that a couple weeks ago. It's like, oh, that's interesting. I just listened to it 2 days ago. But it's talking about sleep in general as far as how to... Just and this is very much geared towards young adults. So I have a question for you guys. On your cell phones, iPhones, have you guys ever used the Apple Night Shift? Or for mine, I think it was called Blue Light Filter, I think, on my Samsung phone. Have you guys ever used those?
Like a night mode or yeah. Comfort mode?
Yeah, like a blue light reduction or a nighttime mode.
Mine's on that all the time.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Because you're always like, hey, it's always sleep to me, man.
He's just so chill. He's like,
oh, yeah. That's, I like
it's
that.
Like, it's kind of annoying when it's so bright and so white. I'm like, make it kind of blue. Calm it down.
It's blue, man. Yeah, I actually just barely turned that on for my computer when I'm up in my room working on music and stuff, and it's late at night. It's always super bright, and Apple came up with this thing. It's like, hey, do you want to just set this up so it's better for your eyes between sunset, sunrise. And I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I've noticed a significant difference where it's just like less, I feel less strained.
Good. And I think there are some of those, right? Like, cause like you can wear blue light filter glasses as well for computer screens. And I do think there's other benefits to that. So that's not attacking that part of the feature. The feature that it went to address is, does it really help you sleep better? Right, because people say, hey, if you don't have as much blue light exposure, you're going to sleep better. Well, they took a group of students, which is ironic that their students are all within the same grouping, the same age. But they basically came to find out that they took three different groups of people. They took people who weren't able to use their phone at all, right? Like right before they went to bed. There was those who turned it off an hour before they went to bed, and then those who used the iPhone on that filter mode, the night sleep filter. For individuals who slept more than 6.8 hours per night, there was some improvement in sleep quality, right, by not using the smartphone. But night shift did not have a significant impact, and there was no difference between those who used smartphones and those who didn't when the amount of sleep was less than 6.8 hours. Mm. So... what's interesting to me is if you're super tired, you fall asleep, regardless if you have the phone on or you don't have the phone on. But what they do talk about is by having them wear these armbands is the restlessness of sleep and the deepness of sleep. So the researcher says, look, we don't know definitively all the answers, but we do know that the Apple iPhone sleep mode does not help you sleep better. Mm. What they suggested still was to turn off your phone an hour before you go to bed. You know, put it away, TVs, etc. So your brain had time to shut down through its natural cycle. And then to try and keep other lights low and off. Because any light that's emitted triggers the brain to stay awake. Does that seem weird?
Well, it feels like an evolutionary trait. It's because it's like, oh, if it's light outside, you need to be awake because the other animals that want to eat you are awake.
That's a good point.
And then that's why other, like, night shifts and graveyards are so hard. It's because your brain's like, it's dark outside. It's sleepy time. But you're like, no, I already was sleeping when it was bright outside. And that's why Alaska is not as inhabited. And other things around those Arctic circles.
That's fair. That's a good point. Because they don't have the time to get the rest. I was watching Dude, You're Screwed. It's a survival show. Have you guys seen that show?
I think I watched that episode with you or something.
Yeah. Do you know which one I was going to talk about?
The one during in the Arctic Circle, right, where there was yep. almost no like nighttime. That's in air quotes.
Correct.
So he only slept like 3 hours over a couple days.
Yeah, and he's thinking he's getting all the sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
He crawls under, he feels like he fell asleep good, and then he gets up. And part of the Dude, You're Screwed, I don't know if you've seen it, Ashton or Gene, but part of it is, it's not just can you survive, but you actually have to make it to civilization, right? Versus a lot of the survival shows. So this guy is very outdoorsy, very talented, but they took away his watch, so he didn't know what time it was, right? Do you remember what else they gave him?
I think I watched this episode, and they gave him, like, a sled, a bicycle, like, with, like, brake fluid or whatever to, like, start a fire.
Yep.
I must be thinking about a different one, because I remember him having, a boat.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it wasn't quite a sled. It looked like one, because a lot of times he's able to use it to drag his stuff in and put stuff in, but it was a big boat, because then when he got to the river, he was supposed to... So he'd pull that over the top of him to try and make it dark, and then he didn't know really if he slept and how long he slept. And then he put himself in the water, and do you remember they had to go out and rescue him, actually save him?
Well, yeah, because he's about to go off the waterfall.
Right. Because he was so sleepy. He had already gone past like three groups of people like that waved to him and talked to him, and he was just zoned out because he was that tired. And then the guys who put the episode together. The only reason I bring that show up and the whole concept up is because I think we can get there. Because to your point, Gene, we have all these other things that keep us going. So I think there's got to be some tricks. What have you guys used, and what have you tried to do to get better sleep at night? Have you put anything to place, or have you ever thought much about it?
I haven't thought much about it, but I'm kind of thinking about it. I like to remember my dreams, and I feel like when I remember my dreams, I feel like I sleep better because I'm invested in the dreams, and my brain's like, oh yay, he's distracted. I can actually be doing other things. At least that's how I'm perceiving it currently, but I try to remember my dreams anyway, so that could be helping.
Interesting. Anything, Ashton, Gideon, that you guys have tried?
I don't know. As, like, what you were saying, like, dimming lights, I know that I like to read most of the time before I go to sleep, and I have, like, a lamp that's kind of sitting on my bed, and I flipped it towards the wall. So not as much light comes off. I never really thought about it. But I also, like, I make sure to go to bed at... So, for me, because I wake up at 7, I need to go to bed at 11 to get 8 hours of sleep. Like, I need to fall asleep at 11. So, I just look at the clock, and, like, that's my stopping point.
Interesting. So to you, you've done the math backwards, and you say, look, if I know Mom's going to come get me up at 6:45, I need to be... asleep by 10:45. If I'm sleeping till 7, I can go to 11. Is that fair with what you're doing? I like that. You kind of set the clock up backwards. Ashton, anything you've tried?
Oh, well, I have plenty of things that I know I should be doing, like turning my phone off and things like that. I think the biggest thing that I've been successful with is just going to bed earlier. Because I work right now where I have to be at work at 5 a.m. every morning. I remember at first it was a challenge because I was like, man, this is... Because
it's 5 a.m., yeah, let's be
really,
honest.
Really early. And so, yeah, I had a hard time with it. I was like, I just need to go to bed earlier. And then I was like, I can't. But then I started forcing myself to go to bed earlier. And that helped sleep longer. I mean, I definitely have noticed a difference when I get the full, like, I try and go to bed around 9 And I've noticed the difference in my awakeness, awareness around 10, 11, if I went to bed closer to 9 or closer to 11.
That's great.
So it's interesting.
Yeah, we were at Gene's play the other night, right? And it was like 8:45, I think, was about the time intermission was done. And mm-hmm. and you're like, wow, it's past my bedtime.
Yeah, I was like, it's getting close.
and we kind of chuckled because you're like, oh, you're putting yourself to bed, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yeah, but if I don't, then I can't get the sleep that I need. And so you're cognizant of it.
Right. Well, it's funny, too. I mean, this is kind of a tangent, but I had a friend, or I have a friend up at college, and bless you. Ever since he got back from his mission, we've talked about those a few times, but he would always go to bed at 9 and wake up in the morning. But he also had habits where, like, he didn't listen to anything unless it was through a record player, and he always is dressed really nice. And so we always teased him that he's like an old man in a 20-year-old's body. Like,
right.
Man, you're just old. He's like, well, it's kind of nice going to bed at 9. And then when I started having to do it for work, I was like, you know, he's onto something. It's not that bad.
Well, that old adage, you know, early to bed, early to rise makes man healthy, wealthy, and wise, right? Mm-hmm. We see a lot of studies where entrepreneurs get up early, right? And they get their day started. I think Dell Major even mentioned that in his, where he goes, hey, the reality is the way I succeed in the morning for my morning stuff is by going to bed at the right time, mm-hmm. right? He goes, I got to make sure that I set myself up for the next day to success by going to bed. So, one of the things that they're the tips that the CDC Center gives, right? So take these for what they're worth. But I think the reason why I wanted your guys' opinion on it first is to kind of get some ideas. Go ahead.
Sorry if I can jump in. Please? I was still thinking about the whole Dell Majors thing going to bed earlier. And I think something that's really important behind that is the preparation principle. It's because we always think, oh, well, I can stay up late tonight and then I just know I'll force myself to get up at X time. I can't do that. I've tried so hard. Like, if I'm like, you know what, I've got this long project, but I've got to get up at 7 in the morning afterwards, and I go to bed at 1, like, I'm waking up at 7:30. Like,
right.
Without fail. It's not going to happen.
Right.
And so it's, for me, it's always easier to flip that mindset, even though I think it's culturally a lot harder to go to bed earlier. Physically, it's a lot easier to go to bed early. And then wake up early than it is to go to bed late and try and wake up on time.
I like that thought. Gene, Gideon, what are your guys' thoughts on that? Have you experimented or thought much about that?
I know I have an example from an entrepreneur, Grant Cardone, actually.
Yep.
I don't know if I heard this with you, Dad, but he was saying that he goes to bed like sundown or before the sun goes down and wakes up before the sun because then he feels like he won. He's like, yeah, I got up before the sun got up. So, yeah, that's my example.
Well, and I like it. I think there's some magic power, right? Because here's the reality. This is what I noticed, because I get up early even when I'm not working this weird shift. This weird shift has made it harder. But I like to beat other people up, because he's absolutely right. I feel like there's power in that morning, right? And here's the other beautiful thing. Most of the time you're not getting a ton of emails. You're not getting phone calls. Nobody's distracting you. Nobody's pulling your time. And then the nice thing for me is I'm able to shut down at night, because I go, hey, this is my family's time, right? After work, after 4:30, 5 o'clock, I'm like, guys, this is my family's time. Don't interrupt it, right? So I get to beat them up, and I get my working structure in, and then I get to kind of shut it down. So I like it. All those were very valid advices, and so I'm just going to roll with a few more things that they talked about. Be consistent. This is what I think you're hitting on, Ashton. You're saying, look, even, and this is one of the reasons why I wanted to bring it up so importantly, I think right now, is everybody's getting ready for summer. Yeah. We're getting ready to change our shift, our mindset a little bit. But go to bed at the same time each night and get up at the same time each morning, including the weekends. Makes you that much more prepared. Do you know what I mean? That much more able to be successful. I want to say that there's a big smirk over here.
Yeah, I know. I was going to try and mention it, but it looks like Gideon wants to.
I just looked over Ashton because last night I had like, you know when it's kind of late and you get the like productivity surge, you know, you're like, I want to do this. I ended up doing that. And I made a whole YouTube video. Like,
oh, good.
I took all, because I recorded it earlier. I got like an airsoft gun. I unboxed it and I like used it. But I was editing that whole thing last night, and I wanted to make a thumbnail and put it on YouTube.
For audience context, the video is over 20 minutes long, so it's a big video.
It's like 16, but it was like 40 minutes of editing video.
Right.
And editing takes a long time. Like, you watch each clip at least like 15, 20 times, and that's for basic editing. And so I had ended up spending, I don't even know how long, but I remember, so I got everything on YouTube or whatever, and I felt cool. And I wasn't even tired, even though it was 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Because I had watched Ashton leave to go to work and come back from work.
Well, it was really funny because, well, yeah, I went to work at 11 or a little bit earlier than that.
So just to clarify for our audience, there's two jobs. He's got a 5 a.m. job to like noon or 1, and then one day a week he does a like almost a graveyard, right? Yeah. So 11 p.m.,
to whenever we finish. That one's a little bit more flexible. But yeah, and it was funny because I walked in the house and I didn't even think of looking up the stairs because I'm always the only one awake at that hour. So I like went to the kitchen, got myself a drink. I think I probably got myself a snack too. You never know. And then I look up the stairs and I see the computer on. I'm like, what are you doing? It's 2:30. Like,
but I had gotten a new profile picture because my old one was like a just like a stock image. And then I also made a different banner for YouTube, which is something you'd have to look into, but yeah.
So here's my question on that. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I got up at like 9, so 6 hours.
Right.
But I'm not super tired right now.
Are you as effective as you could be? Do you think there's a difference? The reason why I ask is, guy, I do the same thing, Gideon. If I feel like I'm in the middle of something and I'm getting the creative going and I feel like, hey, this is going somewhere, I might sacrifice a late night. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Consistent means frequently, right? Like 9 times out of 10 or 99 out of 100.
I mean, 70% is passing, so.
Well, I would struggle with that being consistent, but to me, consistent means that, hey, I'm consistently doing this. This is my target. But if every once in a while you break that up, there's probably not a big problem with that, right? Especially if there's a greater purpose. It's when you just stay up to stay up, and you're watching info commercial after info commercial, you know, binge watching a Netflix series because you can't sleep versus you choose to finish something. I think that might be where the big gap is for me.
And what I just, because you said you watch it because you can't sleep, I find that kind of funny because people say that and it's really like, hey, you turn off your phone or TV, the longest you're going to take to fall asleep is like half an hour, which in respect of compared to the 5 or 6 hours you would spend watching a Netflix show isn't that bad.
What do you think of that, Gene? Do you think that's true?
Well, there's also a certain point where your body's like, hey, I'm going to bed anyway. And that's kind of what I had last night because I kind of was like, hey, you know what? There's a new episode of The Bad Batch that came out today. So I went out to go watch that after I ate dinner, after I came home from a play. So I was home at like 10:30-ish. And when I started watching it, and then I went into YouTube, and then I started watching that, and then I woke up halfway through, like, it putting auto through from I don't know how many, and I'm like, yeah, I need to go to bed.
Right, but I think that there's two things that happened there. I think you recognized that you were tired, but you just stimulated yourself and kept yourself up, versus saying, look, I'm tired. Put the phone down, walk away. The one thing I struggle with, Gideon, is when you said, look, 30 minutes, some people take longer than that. I think they really do. But I think there's some tricks that we can help ourselves. So let's talk about our health on that in a second. Let's just kind of go through a couple more of these. Make sure your bedroom is quiet, if possible. I think that's one thing you struggle with, Gene, with the dog. You know, your dog's getting old, and he'll bark at you and bark at you and bark at you until you have to get up in the middle of the night and go take him out. That's hard. right?
He's got an old man bladder.
The other thing it talks about is remove your electronic devices such as TVs, computers, and smartphones from your bedroom. You know, Ashton, where you use that as your recording studio, it'd be kind of hard. But when I had to use my home office as our, my bedroom also as my office, because we were all living here and there was no space. Now we have the storage, you know.
The woodshed,
you know, that we're able to record and do our stuff. You know, that's helped me to do that. I think the other thing is when I physically shut my computer at night, I'd say, okay, I'm done. I'm not thinking about it. Do you know what I mean? And then I'd go up and start my night ritual. You know, that was the only way for me to separate that. Yeah. Avoid large meals right before going to bed. And caffeine, that's a big one for me, is that I have to remember, hey, like, that's one of the hardest things when you're driving home after working all night and it's like 2-3 in the afternoon. You're like, look, if I drink some caffeine now, yeah, I might still be able to sleep through it, but I'm only going to sleep for 2 hours and then I'm going to be wide awake because of how it affects my system. Mm-hmm. And then I think the other thing, and this is, get exercise, right? Get some exercise during the day, not right before bed. I've tried that, you know, but don't try and do it right before bed because that messes with you. So what are some tricks that you have that can make it so that you're tired when you get ready to go to bed, Gideon? What are some things that help you?
I don't know about tricks before, but I know when I'm like laying there and I can't fall asleep, I don't know if I could call it meditating, but it's just where like I count my breaths and I make sure to keep my eyes closed. Like I'll be like, I'm not going to open up my eyes until I fall asleep. Cause as soon as you open up your eyes, your mind is going at it. And I also know a trick I learned from our cousin, actually, Damien. We would like blink as fast as we can for 30 seconds because then your eyelids get super tired.
Hmm.
And so then you like, you don't want to open them up again.
I like it. Interesting. Anything else? I'm interested in ideas here.
I don't know about tricks, but I know that sometimes when I am able to put my phone away and I'm laying there and I'm like, nah, I need to go to sleep, how do I do that part? A lot of times what I'll try and do is I'll close my eyes and then I'll start trying to like, I just start trying to dream, or I think of things in my head and I think of like, start trying to like make up stories or scenes or see something, you know, because growing up you always hear about counting sheep. You're like, oh yeah, count the sheep and you'll go to sleep. And,
right.
And that's, I've never had it work for me. Because you're like, one, two.
I'm counting sheep, and then I'm trying to multiply the legs, divide by the ears, and I'm going, how many sheep was there again? I don't remember. Right. So then I get irritated, and so I start over. So anyways.
Yeah, so no, that's all good. It would be
so,
for me.
So for yours, you're going into some kind of dream mode, right? Yeah. Trying to prepare yourself.
And then I'm also, I don't struggle with falling asleep that often.
Good.
Pretty normally, I'm just lay down, and I start to think about it for a second. I'm like, man. Do you like, what is it like falling asleep? What's the experience? And then I wake up the next morning and I'm like, dang it, I missed it. You know? Like
that's cool. Gene, what about you? Anything? Any tricks, tips?
Well, I like to make sure like a fan or something's on so it feels cold and so I can wrap up in a blanket so I feel warm. And that usually helps me go to bed. But I mean, I don't really constantly think. I'm like, okay, so I want to go to bed, but I'm not tired. So what am I going to do?
Right.
Because usually, by the time I get in bed, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll fall asleep, because why not?
Right. Well, I've appreciated the conversation, right? I think that this is something that I think we overlook as adults, is our sleep health. So just to recap a couple things, is it can make us sick, right? It can lead to long-term insomnia and other problems, and those are real medical conditions. You know, anxiety's real. If you have those, go out and seek professional help. That's not us. But these are for people who are just struggling or got themselves into bad habits. You know, I have people that will post on Facebook, and I find it so funny. People say, oh, I can't sleep again. I'm like, well, because you're scrolling through Facebook, right? Regardless, there's something that does to you that you feel like you need to connect. And we've talked about the dangers there on social media. But I think there's a power there that you're trying to connect to. I also believe if you get good mental health exercises that you guys have talked about. One thing your mom taught me when I'm like, how can you lay down and fall asleep? Because my brain's going 1,000 miles an hour. She goes, oh, I start with my toes and I relax my toes and then I relax my, you know, my, like her calves and then, you know, quads or, you know, whatever,
right,
all the way up. And then normally she doesn't get that far. So I've actually laid there and go, okay, look, honey, I know I should be asleep, but I can't fall asleep right now. You know, walk me through this exercise. Because what your mama is also famous for doing is she wants to talk and goes, hey, how was your day? Oh, don't start talking about work now or I'll never fall asleep because now I get so wound up about it again. So
this guy didn't do this. Yeah, this guy did this, but he shouldn't, huh?
Yeah, and there's been plenty of times I fire people in my sleep or argue or have discussions, and I know you guys know that.
We should have one episode where mom comes on and she just recounts all the stories that she's heard while you've been sleeping.
I don't think she could.
No, but she could.
There would be a decent collection that we could enjoy.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys would have a good time laughing at me. But I think the last trick that I want to leave you guys with to think about, and this is one that I'm going to try, because I'm going to put my phone away, because I know when I've done that, it's helped me, right? I'm going to go to the book idea, like Gideon talked about, you know, turning on a book, reading a book, you know. But the other thing is don't look at a clock. If your alarm clock hasn't gone off, it's not time to be up. You know, and I've had that happen a lot, where my clock goes off, and I want to wake up and look. And then I get frustrated or mad or, you know, I'm like going, oh, I've got 2 more hours of sleep. Why can't I sleep, you know? So that's going to be my big thing, is to try and avoid that and see if that helps. And, you know, case in point, these smartwatches, I don't know, are really that good for me while I'm trying to sleep, you know, because then I'll be like, oh, what time is it? Oh, you know, whatever, so... So just try and improve your sleeping conditions and your environment. I do believe it'll lead to better, more productive adulting time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Adult and Decrypted. We really enjoyed having this week's conversation, and we hope you did as well.
If you ever want to comment on a topic, you can send us a message to our website, adultingdecrypted.com, our email, adultingdecrypted@gmail.com, or through our Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn accounts at adultingdecrypted.
If you have any topics for the show that you would like us to talk about, or if you are a parent and want us to talk about something your kid should know, send us a message on any of the accounts mentioned. If you'd like to be a guest or have an idea for someone you think we should have on our show, feel free to send us an email detailing your thoughts to adultingdecrypted@gmail.com. Adulting is teamwork.
We have merch. If you want to show off your Adulting Decrypted pride, check out our website, adultingdecrypted.com, or our partner website, with shop.spreadshirt.com/adulting-decrypted. Lastly, if you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting us on our Patreon at Adulting Decrypted. Along with the benefits that come with our Patreon, and trust us, there are some pretty good ones in there, you will not only be helping us continue in the effort to make great content, but you will be part of a community of individuals all trying their best to adult. We appreciate you listening, enjoying, and leaving your positive reviews. Now, the special song from Gene and Gideon.
Like an adult, learn about sleep for the very first time. Like an adult,
learning how to go bed on time.
On time.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Adult and Decrypted. We really enjoyed having this week's conversation, and we hope you did as well.
If you ever want to comment on a topic, you can send us a message to our website, adultingdecrypted.com, our email, adultingdecrypted@gmail.com, or through our Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn accounts at adultingdecrypted.
If you have any topics for the show that you would like us to talk about, or if you are a parent and want us to talk about something your kid should know, send us a message on any of the accounts mentioned. If you'd like to be a guest or have an idea for someone you think we should have on our show, feel free to send us an email detailing your thoughts to adultingdecrypted@gmail.com. Adulting is teamwork.
We have merch. If you want to show off your Adulting Decrypted pride, check out our website, adultingdecrypted.com, or our partner website with shop.spreadshirt.com/adulting-decrypted. Lastly, if you enjoyed the show, please consider supporting us on our Patreon at Adulting Decrypted. Along with the benefits that come with our Patreon, and trust us, there are some pretty good ones in there, you will not only be helping us continue in the effort to make great content,
but you will be part of a community of individuals all trying their best to adult.
We appreciate you listening, enjoying, and leaving your positive reviews. Now, the special song from Gene and Gideon.